Old sneakers run again. Old sneakers run again. Well, Lefty and Righty, they lived in a closet. Well, when I say live, it was really just existing. They were old sneakers. They lived or were just had been left in that closet. Their owner no longer really needed them, no longer really used them. But back in the day, Lefty and Righty, well, they were superstars. They were tennis champions. They went everywhere with their owner. They did all the big tournaments. They toured around, played tennis, and just had a good old time. They sometimes wondered what had happened to their old mates, their friends. Racket and bag and tennis ball. Well, they'd heard the rumours. Racket had been given away. And ball, it had been chewed up by the owner's dog and tossed around and pulled apart and was out in the garden somewhere. And bag was down in the garden shed, full of potting mix and gardening tools and lots of dirt. Righty shuddered at the thought. Oh, let's get out of here, said Lefty one day. Let's get out of this darkness. Let's get out in the sun. Let's have some fun. Righty, who was a bit more conservative and not so sure, he said, oh, I don't know, Lefty. My soul's coming apart. I can't run like I used to. Come on, Righty. Come on. You can do it. Let's go. So Righty said, okay, I'm in. So off they went. They got out through the closet door, down the stairs, out through the front door, and, well, there it was. Sunshine. Oh, it was just great. They were out running along. It was just fantastic to feel a sidewalk under their sole again. Wow. Righty, he was hobbling a bit, but it was nice just to have the wind in his laces again. Lefty, he didn't have a lace. He had lost his a long time ago, but he was just enjoying having the sun on his uppers. A little bit further along, as they were just jogging and hopping along on the sidewalk, they came across a piece of chewing gum. He was just stuck to the sidewalk. What are you fellas doing? Said the chewing gum. Oh, we're just out having some fun, said Lefty. Oh, can I come? Sure. You can come with me, said Righty, who was the more practical one. You can come with me and well, You can go between my sole and my upper. You can hold my sole in place. Oh, I like that, said Chewing Gum. And then he hopped and stuck the sole and the upper together. And, well, Righty, he was pretty happy then. They were off. Down the footpath they went, down the sidewalk. They were seeing all sorts of other shoes and sneakers. Boy, things had changed a bit since they were out on the sidewalk last, since they'd been doing any jogging. Sneakers, they were pretty flash now. All sorts of bright colours and stripes and flashing lights. Later on in the afternoon, they sat beside a gate for a bit of a rest. All of a sudden, they heard a voice.
What have you folks done?
They looked around. They didn't know what it was.
I'm up here! I'm up here!
Said the voice. Lefty and Righty looked up, and there, hanging on a wire on the fence, was a long bit of cord. Oh, Lefty looked at it, and he had a thought.
You want to come with us, cord?
Well,
sure, said the bit of cord.
Well, come on then, you can ride with me.
Great, great,
said the bit of cord, and down he hopped and he threaded himself through the eyelets on Lefty's sneaker. Now, everybody was set, everybody was complete, and off they went, down the sidewalk some more. Later on, it got dark. They were way out of town. They'd sort of forgotten themselves a bit, and they were, well, I'm not going to say lost, but they exactly weren't too sure where they'd been. They had never jogged out this far before. Righty, he saw a bridge. Let's get under there, he said. We'll be safe under there. We'll be sheltered. It'll be dry. So that's what they did. They got down the bank and underneath the bridge, above the water, above the creek, and they just rested. That night, it rained, however. Down the rain came. Rain like you'd never heard or seen before. Up came the creek. Boy, it got up real fast. And all the bank was slippery. And, well, Lefty and Righty, they didn't know what to do. They couldn't get away from the creek. They couldn't get up the sides. And all of a sudden, they were starting to get into the creek. The creek was starting to carry them off. Well, Cord, because he was a bit longer, he threw himself out and wrapped himself around Righty. So they're all safe together, all tied together. And down that creek they went, bobbing and dancing and flipping around. It was a bit scary, but they held together each other, they held each other, and they were staying positive. All night they flowed and dived. In the morning, when it was light, they found themselves away out in the ocean. They'd never seen anything like it before. They were floating around in this great mass of water. Not a sidewalk in sight. Next minute, gulp! A fish swallowed them. The whole lot, Lefty, Righty, Cord and Gum. The whole lot went down. It was a big fish. It was dark inside. They'd never been in an ocean before, and they'd certainly never been in a fish before. But there was something kind of safe and familiar about the darkness. They were kind of used to that. Well, after that, a fisherman caught that fish. That's right. He was out fishing, and he hooked a big, big fish. And when he opened it up, he was pretty surprised. He was happily surprised when he found those two sneakers in there, because he didn't have any shoes. And well, as if it was meant to be, he tried those two sneakers on and they fitted perfectly. Everybody was happy. A little bit later on, that next evening, when they got back to the man's house, those sneakers were pretty happy too, because as it turned out, that man, he had a shoe shining business. Yes, sirree. He had a whole lot of different polishes, and he had a whole lot of special glues for fixing up shoes and boots. And he fixed up Righty, and he cleaned them both up, and he polished them all up with nice shiny polish. They were like new. And each day after that, when he went down to work, down to his little shoe shining stall in the square, he would wear those sneakers. And those sneakers, they were like inspirational speakers for every pair of shoe, every shoe and every boot that man cleaned. Those sneakers, they would tell their story about how they used to be superstars on the tennis circuit and how they then ended up in a dark closet and then how they'd got out and escaped and gone out and they'd been in the rivers and they'd been in the oceans and they'd even been in fish. And now look at them. Happy as. Wow. That was just great. It's never too late to get out and have some fun. Get out and have some fun.